Come on in, friends. Come on in. Come on in this room and tell me what's new and good with you as we bring yet another week to a close together. My name is Krishanda Torres, your friendly health and wealth coach, and this is another episode of Couch Convos with Chris. If this is your first time joining or tuning into this podcast, I help African-American women over 40 get rid of sugar and debt because, as Lizelle Graham said, who is one of my favorite poets, every woman who heals herself heals her children's children. Well, what does that mean, Krishanda? That means it ran in the family until it ran into me. We are creating a new generational health legacy around here. Today is March 31st, the last day of the month. We are wrapping up National Nutrition Month, but before we get into our titillating topic on today, we must dispense with the formalities. The statements you hear on this podcast have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Any products you hear mentioned on this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Krishanda Torres is not a physician, and the relationship between Krishanda and her clients is not of prescriber and patient, but as health coach and client. It is fully the client's choice whether or not to take advantage of the information Krishanda presents. OT&E Inc. and Krishanda Torres cannot guarantee any specific outcome, and your individual results may vary. Before beginning or adding any named supplement you hear mentioned on this podcast, or adding any modality you hear mentioned on this podcast to your health routine and regime, please consult with a functional medicine or naturopathic doctor. Well, yes, I know it sounds very rehearsed. I've said it so many times, friends, I have it memorized now. So, now that we're done with that, let's get into our, had to wet my whistle with that little cup of tea, our titillating topic on today. As we bring this month to a close, we did the top 25 diets the entire month. Yesterday, I gave you the 5 diets that help with hormone balancing, 2 of which also help with blood sugar balancing. And we covered the diets that we're not going to get to because there's not enough days to get through all of the top 25. So we close out with my favorite dietary theory of all time, the blood type diet. Remember, for those who don't know, I received my health coach training certification through the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, the number one nutrition school in these United States. I studied over 100 dietary there, but there definitely wasn't enough days in this month. We would have to go a couple months to cover all of those. So we just highlighted the top 25. So go back and listen to the previous episodes. We're closing out today with the blood type diet. This one is my favorite. So, what is the blood type diet? I'm so glad you asked. The blood type diet was first written by Peter J. D'Adamo back in 1996, y'all. This dietary theory promotes aligning your diet with your specific blood type, so A, B, AB, or O, for optimal health. And regardless of your blood type, this diet actually advocates for eating and living clean by reducing consumption of processed foods and favoring whole foods and physical activity instead, which is why you see that I'm a fan of it. So before we get into the actual eating for your blood type and breaking that down, let's talk about the pros and cons. So pros of the blood type diet, of course, it may improve digestion and absorption of nutrients. It may lead to weight loss. It does honor, shout out to hashtag bioindividuality. What works for you may not work for me. That's something we're big on in IIN, is honoring bioindividuality. There's not a one size all that fits for every single person. You have to design what's best for your body, for your optimal health. It also minimizes processed foods. So those are absolutely pros. Now, some of the downsides of the blood type diet is supporting scientific evidence is limited for this. The blood type protocols may not be accurate for everyone, and diet requirements may become expensive. So as with anything we talk about here on Couch Combos with Chris, practice the 4 R's + 1. You can receive what I'm sharing with you. You can reason with it. You can go back and forth in your mind. You can completely reject it, or you can do it. What I highly encourage you to do, the 4th R is research it. And the +1 is I will give you the receipts to help you in your research quest. Okay, so let's talk about eating for your type. Let's just go in order of the types and talk a little bit about each one. Okay, blood type A. Let's talk about some strengths, some weaknesses, health risks, the diet profile, weight loss, supplements, and exercise. That's what we're going to cover for each one of these types. So I hope you have your pen ready or your notes page on your Apple or your Samsung phone to take copious notes. So the strengths of the blood type diet are that it adapts well to changes in diet and environment. There's little need for those who have this blood type to eat animal food, and their immune system preserves and metabolizes nutrients more easily. Some weaknesses for the blood type A are you are sensitive, you have a sensitive digestive tract, you're vulnerable and have a vulnerable immune system, and you're open to microbial invasion. Okay, some health risks that you may want to consider, and or if there's genetic testing to check out, look into. If you have blood type A, is heart disease, cancer, anemia, liver, gallbladder disorders, and type 1 diabetes. The normal diet profile of someone who is a blood type A is usually they're a classic vegan or vegetarian, so lots of vegetables, tofu, seafood, grains, beans, legumes, and fruit. Now, if weight loss is your goal and you are a blood type A, then you should look into reducing the meat, the dairy, kidney beans, lima beans, and wheat if that goal is to lose weight. But if you feel like you're underweight and you want to increase your weight, then you want to look at adding in vegetable oils, soy foods, vegetables, and pineapple. And remember, this is specific to your blood type. So if you're not a type A, I'm not talking to you. We'll get to yours momentarily. Just bear with me. Some supplements you will need to think about incorporating after, of course, you've consulted with your functional medicine or naturopathic doctor, because if you're blood type A, again, your diet profile is classic vegan or vegetarian, so you want to look at vitamin B12, some folic acid, some vitamin C, vitamin E, hawthorn, and echinacea. And then finally, the exercise profile for those who are blood type A is you want to do calming and centering exercises such as yoga or tai chi, not the high intensity interval training, but the calming and centering exercises. So that is the strengths, weaknesses, health risks, the diet profile, the weight loss, the supplements, and the exercise if you are a blood type A. If you are a blood type B, your strengths are you have a strong immune system, you have a versatile adaptation to changes in diet and environment, you have a strong nervous system, and you tolerate chaos. Your weaknesses are you have no natural weaknesses, but you do have a tendency toward autoimmune breakdowns and rare viruses. So that's something you want to look out for, as well as with your health risks. Your health risks are type 1 diabetes, chronic fatigue syndrome, autoimmune disorders such as Lou Gehrig's disease, lupus, and multiple sclerosis. So if there is genetic testing available for you to take advantage of to rule that out as you're trying to live your best life based on your blood type, I highly encourage you to look into that. Your diet profile is that you're really an omnivore. Meat, no chicken. You like dairy, grains, beans, legumes, vegetables, and fruit. Now, if you're a blood type B and your goal is to lose weight or reduce weight, you want to eat corn, lentils, peanuts, sesame seeds, buckwheat, and wheat. If you want to increase your weight, you want to add in greens, eggs, venison, liver, and licorice tea. Again, if you feel like you're underweight and you want to increase your weight, you want to put a little bit on, you want to lose weight, reduce it, you want to do the other option. Supplements that you want to make sure to incorporate if you're not already doing that, again, after consulting with your functional medicine or naturopathic doctor, magnesium, licorice, ginkgo, and lectin. Now, for your blood type Bs, your exercise should be moderate physical activity with mental balance. So whereas the type A should just do calming and centering exercises like Tai Chi, you want to do physical activity, but that combines mental balances such as hiking, biking, tennis, and swimming. Next up is those who have the blood type AB, okay? If you are an AB blood type, your strengths are that you adapt well to modern life. You have a rugged immune system, combined, which means you have the combined benefits of type A and type B. You are the most adaptable and you can morph into anything and can process information quickly. All your little show-offs, you type A, B's you. Now your weaknesses, you do have a sensitive digestive tract. You do have a tendency for an over-tolerant immune system that allows for microbial invasion, and you have trouble feeling understood by society. Some health risks you may want to consider and try to mitigate with genetic testing are heart disease, cancer, and anemia. Your diet profile is you like a mixed diet in moderation. Meat, seafood, dairy, tofu, beans, legumes, grains, vegetables, and fruits. For weight loss, if you want to lose weight, you want to reduce red meat, kidney beans, lima beans, seeds, corn, and buckwheat. And if you want to increase your weight loss or increase your weight because you're feeling a little underweight, you want to incorporate some tofu, some seafood, some good quality dairy, greens, kelp, and pineapple. Some supplements you want to check into after consulting with your functional medicine or naturopathic doctor or bringing back to them to consider adding into your health routine or regime is vitamin C, hawthorn, echinacea, valerian, quercetin, and milk thistle. Your exercise routine should include some calming centering exercises similar to type A with yoga or tai chi, similar also to type B, combined with moderate physical exercises such as hiking, cycling, and tennis. So you have the best of both worlds because you're a blood type A and B. When it comes to exercise, you should incorporate both of what the normal A and B do. So that brings us to our final blood type, and we'll talk about the universal donor blood type O when we get back. Right now, we'll pause for a word from our sponsors. And we're back, friends. So glad that we're back again. We've been talking about my favorite diet, the blood type diet, and we specifically have been talking about eating for your blood type. So we already covered type A, type B, type AB, and now we're gonna wrap it up with the universal donor, which is, you know, type O. And oh, I guess I should say for the record, if you don't know what your blood type is, you definitely want to go to your naturopathic or functional medicine doctor and determine that before you try to begin any of these dietary approaches associated with the blood type diet. Because God forbid you don't know your blood type and you're doing blood type O when you're actually an A. You're not going to get the benefits and actually may set you back in achieving your optimal health goals. So make sure you know what your blood type is before you start this diet or incorporate this dietary theory to your life. So for blood type O, the strengths are you have a hearty digestive tract. You have a strong immune system, natural defenses against infections. You have an efficient metabolism. You have a shorter small intestine, so you have less chance for cancer. Some weaknesses, however, are that you have a low tolerance for new diets, new environments. Your immune system can be overactive and attack itself. And baked goods may give you the itis. They may give you that tired, foggy feeling. So watch the baked goods. Excuse me. Some health risks associated with blood type O: low thyroid, inflammation, arthritis, blood clotting disorders, and ulcers, since they tend to get overly acidic. Your diet profile should include red meat, strong enzymes to help you digest meat, high protein, vegetables, and fruit. And if weight loss is the goal, if you want to reduce your weight, you want to eat wheat, corn, baked goods, kidney beans, lentils, Brussels sprouts, and cauliflower. And if you know you feel like you're a little bit underweight and you want to increase your weight loss, you want to eat kelp, seafood, salt, liver, red meat, kale, spinach, broccoli, and of course, pineapple. Do you guys see the theme here with pineapple? Pineapple shows up in quite a few of the weight loss dietary profiles. It shows up in O, it shows up in AB. It doesn't show up in A and B, just AB and O. So something to know. Now, if you're a blood type O, the supplements you will want to check out with the approval of your functional medicine and naturopathic doctor are vitamin A, vitamin K, calcium, iodine, licorice, kelp, and colis for skeely. It's an herb for type O people who want to be vegetarian, but you crave meat. So if you want to be vegetarian, but you crave meat, you want to check out that colis for skeely. Send me a message and I'll spell it out for you. Exercise for blood type O, intense physical exercise, running, aerobics, contact sports, martial arts, and power yoga. So this is why eating for your blood type is important and why I love the blood type diet, because you get really in tune with yourself and you can fine tune your health plan. Remember, health is a journey, it's not a destination, but you don't want to be eating things that are going to make you miserable or be using a dietary approach that's not beneficial to you. So while this one is my favorite, the blood type is my favorite, we've gone over the top 25, so you can explore any one. The ones that are more restrictive, the ones that require more supervision, you want to, of course, make sure that you are checking in with your functional medicine and naturopathic doctor to make sure there's not going to be any issues for you. But I highly encourage you to find a dietary approach, because finding a dietary approach, figuring out how you want to eat, makes it easier for you to achieve your health goals. Then you're not fighting against yourself. If paleo is not really what you want to do, then don't force yourself to do that dietary approach, because you won't achieve. Your goal is to lose the last 10 pounds from that baby, but you're on a diet that you completely hate, that is to you is restrictive, that requires too much maintenance on your part. Find one that works best for you, and or if you haven't found one, because again, we've only covered the top 25, and you're interested in any others, feel free to reach out and I'm happy to discuss them with you. The point is, friends, it's kind of like the 75 hard program that I did in 2021. There were 6 things you had to do every single day before you laid down at night. And if you failed any one of them, then you went back to day one, which is why it's called 75 hard. Now, I bless the Lord. I passed it the first time. I'm about to restart again probably tomorrow, April 1st, because it's up to you is the theme for April. So that is what I want to do personally for myself. There's other health themes, but personally for myself. But I digress. My point in mentioning that is one of the requirements is you have to pick a diet. You have to pick a way to eat, and then you have to stick to it. You have to see it through. No cheat meals, no alcohol, because again, it's about a lifestyle change. And if you can maintain that for those 75 days, then you can maintain it for life. And so again, I like the blood type diet probably is my number one, followed by paleo, followed by Mediterranean. And then if we're talking hormone balancing, I'd pick a different one. But those are like my top 3, because again, it still allows you to have flexibility to eat. It's not super restrictive. And this is coming from a health coach who was a pescatarian and practiced a pescatarian lifestyle for 5 years. So we didn't eat beef, chicken, or pork. We stopped in 2017, cold turkey. I do mean cold turkey. And we didn't eat beef, chicken, or pork again until 2022. Yes, until 2022, so a little bit more than 5 years. So it can be done, but it's up to you if that's what you want to do. Again, my job is not to tell you what not to eat. I would never be the sage on the stage in your life. As a health coach, my job is to be your guide on the side, to come alongside you and help you figure out what's best for you. So friends, if this podcast added value or resonated with you, if you heard anything over the last month as we went through the deep dietary dives for National Nutrition Month, I invite you to join me again. Next month is April. We are kicking April off with the It Starts With You campaign for IIN, but it's also National Autism Awareness Month and Black Femicide Awareness Month. And if you don't know what Black Femicide is, stay tuned for a podcast about that as well. So I invite you to join me. I invite you to visit my website at www.chrishondatorres.com. Go to that website, click on the tab labeled groups, look at the focus groups that are there, the support groups that are there. If you felt like you need focus or support in one of those areas, join the group. We would love to have you. You can check out our exciting events and sign up for your next masterclass. April, we're diving into CBD, the complete guide of CBD, and all about your feet, reflexology. So check out our exciting events. Sign up for those masterclasses at chrishondatorres, all one word, .iinhealthcoaching.co. As always, I give you the receipts for our conversation. So the links for today's podcast regarding the blood type diet will be listed. It is Eat Right for Your Type at diadamo.com. You can go to his website or you can go to the Diadamo Institute. Both of those links will be in the podcast, or you can pick up the actual book by Dr. Diadamo, Eat Right for Your Type. So friends, until next time, this is your guide on the side saying, cheers to your health and wellness.